पेज 13, यूनिट 132, द साइनो जापानीज वॉर ऑफ 1894-95। स्ट्रक्चर 132.0, ऑब्जेक्टिव्स 132.1, इंट्रोडक्शन 132.2, बैकग्राउंड ऑफ द साइनो जापानीज वॉर 132.3, causes of the Sino-Japanese War 132.3.1, conflicts of interest in Korea 132.3.2, Russian expansion in Korea 132.3.3, economic reasons 132.3.4, domestic trouble in Korea 132.3.5, the Tong Hak rebellion in Korea 132.3.6, attitude of the European powers 132.4, course of the war 132.5, Treaty of Shimonoseki 1895 132.6, consequences of the war 132.7, let us sum up 132.8, answers to check your progress 132.9, books for further reading Page 14, 132.0, objectives In this unit, we will discuss the early relations of China and Japan, their interest in Korea, which led to the Sino-Japanese War of 1894-95. Japan wanted to have control over Korea, which was under China's sphere of influence. Korea had special significance both for China and Japan. After reading this unit, you will be able to learn about 1. The early relations of China and Japan. Next point. China and Japan takes interest in Korea. Next point. The unrest in Korea which had failed to keep her house in order. Next point. The European nations were taking interest in Korea. Next point. The Sino-Japanese War of 1894-95. Next point. The war came to an end with the Treaty of Shimonoseki, April 17, 1895, Next point. The consequences of the Sino-Japanese War of 1894-95. 132.1. Introduction. China's conflict with Japan broke out over the control of Korea. After some skirmishes and uprisings of pro-Chinese against pro-Japanese groups in Seoul, Chinese and Japanese forces were embarked in Korea on July 14, 1894. Fighting had started at Fengtao between Chinese ships and the Japanese fleet. Within less than 1 year, Japan defeated the Chinese armed forces without great efforts. The Sino-Japanese War ended with the Treaty of Shimonoseki, April 17, 1895. China had to make territorial concession, Taiwan and some islands, and had to pay large indemnities to Japan. Korea's independence was formally confirmed, but de facto Korea became a part of the Japanese hemisphere. During the Sino-Japanese War, Japan had mobilized 140,000 soldiers. Only 1,400 died in combat, but many more as a result of harsh weather condition in the Manchurian winter. The swift victory of the Japanese troops was achieved because of the massive and systematic modernization of Japan after the Meiji Restoration. Chinese troops were no match for the Japanese, who fought with latest Western weapon technology. Furthermore, the Japanese troops were supported by a wave of nationalistic enthusiasm. Page 15. 132.2. Background of the Sino-Japanese War, 1894-95. The dispute over Korea and the clash of interest there served as a background to the war. In view of Japan's long historic interests in the Korean Peninsula, and in view of the expansionist sentiment among so many of the influential men in the empire, it was all but inevitable men in the empire that a strong Korean policy should be pursued. From the point of view of defense, Japan needed hold over that region. Moreover, the resources of Korea tempted Japan. The issue between China and Japan concerning the international status of Korea was clear by the early months of 1894. Summarize briefly, it may be stated as follows. Number 1. The impact of the West had already deprived China of her principal dependent states, Burma, Annam, etc. Point number 2. Korea too appeared to be headed towards sovereign independence, because until the 19th century, Korea was dependent on China. The Japanese Treaty of 1876, the American Treaty of 1882, and the European Treaties of 1883 and after had recognized the status of Korea. Point number 3. China was determined to preserve the influence in the strategic peninsula against the designs of either Japan or Russia. Page 16. Point number 4. Since no one of the Western powers was prepared to assert the fact as well as the principle of Korean independence, it remained for Japan to do so. When Japan did act, it was relatively easy for her to give the impression that her motives were benevolent to rescue Korea from China and Russia and to bestow upon her the independence, sovereignty, and progressive outlook which Japan herself enjoyed. 132.2. Causes of the Sino-Japanese War. The causes of Sino-Japanese War are lying embedded in the conflicting interests of China and Japan in Korea. China, who was on several occasions a repudiated responsibility for the transgressions of Korean government and had allowed foreign powers to negotiate with the King of Korea as with an independent sovereign, made every effort. China, who was on several occasions a repudiated responsibility for the transgressions of Korean government and had allowed foreign powers to negotiate with the King of Korea as with an independent sovereign, made every effort after 1885 to re-establish actual control over the Korean affairs, and Japan, due to her interest in Korea, wanted to see it independent and insisted that this independence of Korea should be acknowledged by China. This conflict of their interests went on intensifying and brought the Sino-Japanese War of 1894-95. The main causes of war were as under. 132.3.1. Conflict of interests in Korea. In 1894, Korea was not a question concerning Japan and China alone. It has become an area of European rivalries as well as for Asiatic antagonisms. The Russians wanted an ice-free port in Korea, and the British were determined they should not have one. It was against such European rivalries that the Japanese policy of 1894 was launched. By 1894, Japan's political position in Korea was very weak. But her economic position was showing steady growth. Page 17. 90% of Korea's foreign trade was with Japan. The Chinese authorities had made intensive efforts to country Japan's economic advance in Korea. China was acquiring an army and navy and was creating at Port Arthur a naval base. China was also engaged in the construction of railway in the border region. In addition to this, Russia was also interested in Korea. The Japanese believed that if Russia completed her Trans-Siberian railway line to connect Asian territories, her advance into Eastern Asia could not be stopped. Even then, they also believed that Korea must be independent or controlled by Japan if the empire was to be secure. Russian expansion in Korea. Korea was the natural gateway through which Chinese culture had reached Japan. It offered that best excuse for a military adventure, for it was close to Japan. Moreover, had robbed it of its independence. Korea had robbed it of its independence and had threatened Japan. More than China, the Japanese feared Russia, for the latter had in 1868 acquired territory east of the Ussuri River and had established a port called Vladivostok, so close to the northeastern boundary of Korea. Russia might next attempt to acquire the ice-free ports in Korea or North China as outlets for her markets using the Trans-Siberian Railroad and open up the door for her commercial and naval control of the Far East. Japan controlled the only two outlets from Vladivostok to the Pacific, the narrow Sugaru Strait between Hokkaido and the main island, Honshu, and the broad strait between Korea and Kyushu, in which had been planted the two Japanese of the Tsushima and Iki. Korea, which was ruled by corrupt and inefficient government, could fall an easy prey to Russia. Then, Japan would have to contend with an aggressive power at her very doorsteps, and her commerce with neighboring countries on the mainland would be in jeopardy. She, therefore, supported the Reform Party in Korea so as to reorganize the Korean government and make it capable of holding out against any foreign aggressor. Page 18. 132.3.3. Economic reasons. The economic interest of Japan in Korea was no less important factor to foment the Sino-Japanese conflict. Korea was one of the most important rice-producing states in the Far East. But rice, being a staple food of the Korean people, the government of Korea prohibited by law the export of rice. As Japan was then facing acute shortage of foodstuff, she tried to procure some rice from Korea to solve her food problem. Consequently, the Japanese government induced the Korean authority in 1894 to suspend the decree prohibiting the export of rice to, and the Japanese agents started purchasing rice in large quantity. As a result, the price of rice in Korea immediately increased, incurring great displeasure of the Korean citizens who were now forced to spend more on rice. Apart from this, the Japanese had developed shipping and trade interests in Korea very rapidly. More than 40% of her imports came under the control of the Japanese merchants by 1894. Thus, Japan gained a sound economic footing in Korea to secure her political ascendancy there. As her interest in Korea was more than that of any foreign power, she was always determined to fight for Korea if the latter was in crisis. 132.3.4 Domestic Trouble in Korea. It has already been stated that Japan was always keen to regard the independence and integrity of Korea. But the chronic internal feuds of Korea created unrest at Seoul. Japan apprehended that these internal troubles might weaken the position of Korea to invite intruders. She therefore made ceaseless efforts to maintain peace at Seoul by sometimes interfering in the internal affairs of Korea. This activity of Japan could not be appreciated by China, whose relation with Korea was more cordial than Japan's. This was no doubt partially responsible for embittering the relationship between China and Japan. Page 19. 132.3.5 The Tonghak Rebellion in Korea. The Tonghak Eastern Learning Society originally a Korean religious sect had acquired a political completion. It had attracted into its fold the politically oppressed. It had assumed a program that was anti-foreign, anti-Christian and anti-Japanese. The Tonghak's rebellion occurred in the southern provinces. Korean government sent troops to quell the rebellion, but the government troops were themselves defeated. Acting on the advice of Yuan Shikai of China, Li Hund Chang promptly decided to send Chinese troops on June 6, 1894. Japan also decided on the same day that she would send troops owing the grave nature of affairs in the peninsula, and added that she had never recognized Korea as a tributary state of China. China sent troops to Korea and notified Japan of her action only after she had already sent the troops. Since this was contrary to the provisions of the Treaty of Tientsin of 1885 signed between the two countries, Japan also sent her troops into Korea. Meanwhile, the uprising had been suppressed. Both China and Japan now kept their forces in Korea. The latter proposed that she and China should join together to reorganize the peninsula's government and put down disorder in that country once and for all. China refused and declared that Korea was her tributary, and that China had every right to restrict the number of Japanese troops in Korea. The Korean government, however, accepted the Japanese proposal. When China sought to block this move, the Korean government changed its mind and demanded the withdrawal of the Japanese troops. Japan made a counter demand that barracks be provided for her forces and that the Chinese troops should be sent home. But China continued to pour troops into Korea. An armed clash occurred between the two and war broke out in July 1894. Page 20. 132.3.6 Attitude of the European powers. The attitude of the European powers, including the United States, was, of course, pro-Chinese in the beginning of the war. England and Russia did highly object to the idea of Japanese annexation of Korean territory. Hence, both of them rendered their diplomatic support to China. Japan somehow could read the minds of these European powers and therefore tried to assure them that she had no intention of annexing Korean or any of her territories. She was only interested in Korean reforms, which would indirectly help the European commerce to flourish in Korea. As the Western powers underestimated the military powers of Japan, they did not hesitate to accept her assurances. But Japan's unexpected victories at Pyongyang and the Yalu by September surprised them all. Britain invited France, Germany, Russia and United States to offer a joint mediation to bring the conflict to a close. But as Germany and United States refused to join the proposal, the proposal was dropped. Thus, the diplomatic front initially went in favor of Japan. 132.4 Course of the War. Japan had well-organized armies which were well-equipped with Western techniques and war methods. As compared with Chinese armies, Japanese armies were less in number but were fighting for a national cause. Chinese armies soon found themselves in disadvantaged position. The Sino-Japanese War was of short duration. The Chinese were beaten on land and at sea. Their navy was destroyed and their armies were thrown out of Korea. Japan captured Port Arthur and Daejeon, two important naval stations on the Liaotung Peninsula, which overlooked South Manchuria. Mukden, the capital of Manchuria, was threatened. Wei Hai Wei, the harbor fortress of Shantung, was captured. Japan now dominated the naval approaches to North China, including Peking. A successful expedition was sent to Formosa and the neighboring Pescadores Islands. China suffered defeat at the hands of those whom she called island dwarfs. Page 21. The dwarf had worsted the giant. The Japanese forces were now in a position to invade China proper without any difficulty. Forced by the circumstances, Li Hongqiang was sent to Japan to conclude a peace treaty with that country. The war came to an end with the Treaty of Shimonoseki. 132.5 Treaty of Shimonoseki in 1895. Sino-Japanese War came to a close with the Treaty of Shimonoseki, which was concluded on April 17, 1895. The terms of the treaty were as under. First, by this treaty, China recognized the complete independence of Korea. 2. China agreed to give to Japan Port Arthur, Formosa, and the territories of Pescadores and Liaotung Peninsula in southern Manchuria. Subsequently, however, Russia and Germany protested against Japan's getting Liaotung Peninsula and the provisions in this regard were nullified. 3. China also agreed to pay indemnity of 200 million taels of silver. Bracket start. 360 million yen. Bracket close. And opened up the four ports of Shashi, Changking, Suzhou, and Hangzhou to Japan for commercial and industrial purposes. 4. China was to sign a new treaty of commerce and grant Japanese the status of a most favored nation. 5. China also extended extraterritorial rights to Japan in her territory. 6. Japan got a right to carry on trade and commerce in all trade ports in China. 7. It was agreed that Japan could ship machines freely to China after paying customs duty. Page 22. 8. Japan was given a right to manufacture some commodities in China, and such commodities were exempted from all taxes. Since neither Europe nor the United States was prepared to come actively at this time to China's aid, Lee was forced to accept Japan's terms with some modification. The Treaty of Shimonoseki was signed on April 17, 1895. 132.6. Consequences of the war. Sino-Japanese War of 1894-95 came to an end with the Treaty of Shimonoseki, but the consequences of the war were very deep-rooted. It is undoubtedly clear that prestige of Japan considerably went up and that China went very low. With this weakness of China was exposed to the whole world. Some of the serious effects of the war were as follows. 1. First of all, war enhanced the power and prestige of Japan, which now earned the sobriquet, the Yellow Peril, amongst the countries of the West, who developed a general fear for her. It enabled Japan to free herself from the unequal treaties imposed upon her by the European powers, and within a very short time, extraterritorial rights of foreign nations were abolished and tariff autonomy was restored to her. On the other hand, it demonstrated beyond doubt the weakness of China and thereby exposed her to increased spoliation by the European powers. These followed a series of unprovoked onslaughts upon her territorial integrity, with the result that China began to lose her territorial integrity, with the result that China began to lose her outlying provinces. The European powers began to jostle with each other for concessions, for leased territories and spheres of influence. Page 23. Thus, China was broken as under to satisfy the territorial greed of the Western countries. 2. The huge war indemnity received from China changed the economic set up of Japan. It helped Japan to make good her previous losses and deficits. New industries sprang up in large numbers to strengthen her economic backbone. She was now in a position to expand her army and navy, which enabled her a few years after to inflict crushing defeat on Russia. On the other hand, it shattered the economy of China, who suffered from a chronic bankruptcy and was forced to grant special privileges to the foreign countries to raise some money. She, thus, became vulnerable to the territorial exploitation of the Western countries. 3. The war marked the entry of Japan as an important member in the society of the Western nations. the West could no longer detect the terms on which it could deal with her. However, the three-power intervention in favor of China did in no way indicate that Japan had not emerged as a prominent force in the Far East. 4. The war established the Japanese politics. Count Ito and Japan's elder statesmen achieved notable results by the declaration of the war because the nation became unified peace prevailed between the government and the Diet and a resolution was adopted unanimously to appropriate any amount of funds required for the prosecution of the war. Apart from this, the territorial loss due to triple intervention undermined the position of the Japanese diplomats, whereas her military victory enhanced the position of the generals. It was responsible for the growth of importance of the militarists in Japanese politics in subsequent years. Point 5. Page 24. 5. Another effect of the Treaty of Shimonoseki was that with this treaty, seeds for Anglo-Japanese alliance were sowed. By the Treaty of 1895, Japan had got from China the territory of Liaotung. This occupation was bound to check southward expansion of Russia, and accordingly, Russia convinced France and Germany to intervene, and all the three powers combined together forced Japan to give up her claims over Liaotung. Japan found herself isolated and as such agreed to give up her claim. But this she never forget throughout till she inflicted a serious defeat on Russia on 1905. When this diplomatic battle was going on, England remained neutral. This neutrality significantly influenced Japan, and nation was now prepared for an alliance with England. In this way, seeds of an Anglo-Japanese alliance of 1902 were sowed during this period. 6. The defeat of China by a tiny state of Japan gave a very great and serious setback to Manchu dynasty. It became very unpopular, and it was very widely known that the rulers had failed to establish sound diplomatic relations and prepare a strong army which could even defend the country from tiny Japan. Confucianism in China also received a serious setback, which stood for the respect of monarchy and divinely character of the monarch. Page 25. After the defeat of China in Sino-Japanese War, whole of China lay exposed before the Western powers. The only danger was from Japan, which was now acting as a deterrent factor in the exploitation of the country. But the Western powers came forward with their demands for getting more and more concessions. These concessions had to be extended, and a stage reached when China's partition seemed almost certain. Thanks to lack of confidence among the European powers on the one hand, and the open door policy of USA on the other, that China did not meet the fate of Africa in so far as partition of the country was concerned. 132.7. Let us sum up. In this unit, we have outlined the events which led to conflict between China and Japan on the question of Korea. Japan desired to open to the world the tightly sealed kingdom of Korea over which China claimed suzerainty. Further, we learnt that Japan's attempt to open Korea as an independent and sovereign nation was the occasion for the outbreak of the war of 1894-95. Korea was a bone of contention between China and Japan, which ultimately resulted in a war, which was concluded by the Treaty of Shimonoseki. The treaty very greatly enhanced the prestige of Japan and lowered that of China. This treaty can also be considered as the basis of Russo-Japanese War of 1905, in which mighty Russia was defeated by tiny Japan. It will thus be observed that Japan was diplomatically and technically more advanced than China. Not only this, but she was internally stronger and ambitions than China and wanted to expand as quickly as she could. On the other hand, China was in a disadvantageous position and her military and political weakness was known to the world all over. 132.8 Answer to check your progress. Question 1. Answer the following in 5 to 6 sentences each. Subpoint 1. Resources of Korea. Page 26. 2. Japanese Treaty of 1876. 3. Tonghak Rebellion in Korea. 4. Count Ito. Second question. Answer the following in 15 to 20 lines each. 1. Treaty of Shimonoseki. 2. Li Hung Chang. 3. Japan in International Politics. Question number 3. Answer any one of the following in 30 to 40 sentences each. First, discuss Sino-Japanese relations before Sino-Japanese War of 1894-95. Second, explain the causes of Sino-Japanese War of 1894-95. Why was China defeated? Third, analyze the consequences of the Sino-Japanese War of 1894-95. 132.9 Books for further reading. First, author Harrison John A. Title China Since 1800. 2. Author Horn Emily. Title China Only Yesterday. 3. Author R. S. Gupta. Title History of Modern China. S. Mir Samiullah.